Today's daf is Hoyrius Daf Zayin, and we are Be'ezras Hashem in the beginning of a new perek, the second perek of Maseches Hoyrius, perek Hoyra Koyen Mashiach, about 10 lines from the bottom of Davov Amidbeis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos for Fuah Shalema, Vachav Miriam Basmalka Freda, and Shloima Ben Chayalea. So the topic of the second parak is very much a continuation of the topic of the first parak, and that is the Korban Chatos, specifically the different unique type of chatois that the Torah talks about. So in the introduction to the Masechta, we mentioned that not all chatois were created equally. A yachid that brought a carbon chatos brought either a kisva or a seira, either a female sheep or a female goat. In the event that the avera for which this person has to bring a carbon chatos is avodah zarah, then it always had to be a seira. In the event that it's a tzibur that's bringing the carbon chatos, then the halacha is the tzibur would bring a par, the par helam davar shel tzibur. Unless the chet was avodah zarah, in which case they had to bring a par and a sar, the par was brought in an oila, and the sar was brought as a chatos. In the event that the kohen moshiach, the kohen gadol that was moshuach b'shemen amishcha, he's the one that's bringing the Karben Chatos, he too would bring a par, the par Koyen Moshiach. In the event that his chet was the chet of Avodah Zarah, then he would bring a Seira, like a regular Yachid would bring in the event that he violated Avodah Zarah B'Shaykik. If the one bringing the Chatos was the Nasi, which means not just the president, it means the Melech Yisrael, then he would bring a Seir. In the event that he's bringing it because of Avodah Zarah, he too would bring a Seira. So there's a lot of variables and permutations that need to be taken into account when you talk about someone who did a Chayvei Krisis B'Shoigig and as a result now has to bring a Karben Chatos. As it relates to the topic of these next several Dafin, the name of the Perek is a giveaway. Hoyra Koyim Mashiach. We're talking about the par that the Koyim Mashiach used to bring. So just a tiny bit of an introduction. The unique parsha of the par Koyim Mashiach is mentioned in the Torah in Parshas Vayikra. Truth is, if you go through Parshas Vayikra, which, by the way, is not a bad thing, considering we're starting Seder Kachim in a matter of moments, but if you go through Parshas Vayikra, so Parshas Vayikra deals with all the different karbanos. It starts off talking about the oil, and then you have the shlomim, and then you have the mincha, and then in Perek Dalid, we pivot into the karban chatos. And when the Torah introduces the karban chatos, it begins by telling us what type of chatos the Koyen Mashiach would bring. It's interesting. You would think that the first chatos that would be mentioned would be the chatos for the pedestrian, for the man on the street. That's actually the fourth chatos that's mentioned in the Torah. If you go in the Seder, the Psukim, if you're literally being Mavisedra, Vayikra Perek Dalet, it starts with the Par Koyim Moshiach. From there it goes to the Par Halam Davashal Tzibur. Then we talk about the Sa'ir that the Nasi would bring, and it's only afterwards that we talk about the Kispa or Seira that the regular Yachid would bring. Either way, the parsha of the Chatos begins with the Par Koyim Mashiach. It's a long parsha that gets involved in the Zrikis and a lot of the Kachim details that are way beyond the scope of what we need from Maseches Hoyrius. But just to read the first few psukim, Vayedabra Hashem al Moshe lemer, Dabra al Bnei Yisrael lemer, Nefesh ki sechet al bishgaga, if there's going to be a nefesh, a person, a soul, that is going to sin inadvertently, Mikol mitzvois Hashem asher lo yisei osena va'osa me'achas mehena. Little wordy, but we know at the end of the day, it's going to be tomorrow's daf, what it means is that this person did a chayvei krisis, but he did it bishgaga. Says the pasuk, im ha-koyin ha-moshiach yechet ol ha-ashma sa'am. If the one that sinned was the koyin moshiach, v'hikrev al chatosoy asher chato par ben bakar tamim l'ashem l'chatos. Then the carbon that he should bring is the par. And this is the parish of the par koyin moshiach. Now, after that, we have pasuk after pasuk that gets involved in the dine ha-krova, but in terms of the way the parasha of the chatos is introduced, the first chatos mentioned is hakoyin hamoshiach yecheto laashma sa'am v'hikriv al chatosay ashechata par ben boker tomim l'ashem l'chatos. Now, spoiler alert. The Gemara right in the beginning of the daf, and it's really going to underpin the entire daf, is going to say that from the fact that the Torah says, "Imakoyin haMoshiach yecheto laAshmas haOm," what is being suggested and implied is that the way we view the par koyin Moshiach is the way we view the par that was brought when the entire nation sinned, also known as the par halam davash al tzibor. And really, the rules and regulations that are going to govern the par koyin Moshiach are going to be the rules and regulations that govern the par halam davash al tzibor. The my nafkemina. So we're going to see mishnayos and gemaras that are going to tell us nafkeminas. But the most obvious nafkemina is the only time there was a par halam davash al tzibor is in the event that there was a shigigas bezdin and a shigigas maisa, where bezdin made a mistake, where they offered the wrong psak, and then Klal Yisrael made a mistake because they acted upon it. It's then and only then that there's a par halam davash al tzibor. If roiv of Klal Yisrael would sin b'shoigig but not al pi hayraz bez, then each yachid would have to bring a chatas yachid. You wouldn't have the parish of par halam davash al tzibor. Say Chazal that when it comes to the par koyim Moshiach, it was the same exact way. The only time you have this chiddush that the koyim Moshiach is going to bring a bull, he's going to bring a par, which is really the carbon that the tzibor used to bring, that's only if it happened in the same way as the par Helam Davish Shal Tzibor. So you say, Maris, he paskind. We're talking about the Kohen Gadol, right? We know the Kohen Gadol was once upon a time not only in charge of what was going on in the Beis HaMikdash. Yoru Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Sayroscha LeYisrael, the Pasuk says. He's also in the Meirei Hayra, right? Throughout the Psukim in the Torah and Sefer Devarim, you always find Ubal HaLevi, Ala Kohen, Oya La Shoifet Ashiyeh B'Yom Mehem. So the Levi, the Kohen, certainly the Kohen Gadol is synonymous with the Meirei Hayra. So this Kohen Mashiach is a Poisek, he's a Meirei Hayra. Maybe even the Muflish of Ebeznin, as we're going to see in the Gemara. But the bottom line is, this Kohen Mashiach is a very high-ranking Dayan in the event that he paskin for himself and then he acted on it. That's when you're going to have this halacha of the Par. Now what would be if the Par, or if the Kohen Mashiach went and he sinned a regular shigas ma'isa, so then the halach is actually going to be potter. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk. Then he's completely exempt, which is a huge chiddush. But the bottom line is, the par Kohen Mashiach, this unique parsha, that Vayikra Perek Dalo, that the parsha of Chatas begins with, is dafka when it's doima to la'ashmasam. It has to be similar to par halam davish shal tzibor. Now it's interesting, if you look at the parshanim on the pasuk, pshutai shal mikro, we haven't done this in a while. If you go through the Rishonim that are mefarish the psukim, so the Rishonim struggle a little bit to understand what does it mean l'ashma sa'am. Now most of the Rishonim quote the Gemara in Hayrias, but that's al pi medrashai. That's in terms of Teresh of Alpeh, from the halachic perspective, what's meant to be taken from those words l'ashma sa'am. But in Mikra Yoytzimide Pshutai we know. Oymik Pshutai Shal Mikra. The question is, what do the literal words mean? Emakoyin HaMoshiach Yecheto LaAshmasa. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi begins by quoting our Gemara. And then Rashi says, Upshutai Lefi Agada. Pasha Pshat based on the Agada. By the way, I think this is an oxymoron. Upshutai Lefi Agada, right? If it's Pshutai, it's not Agada. If it's Agada, it's not Pshutai. But Upshutai Lefi Agada, Ksha Koyin Gadol Choyte, when the Koyin Gadol sins, Ashmasa Am Huzeh. It's considered the Ashma of the Am. And the reason is Shehen Kluyim by Lechaper Alem, because the Am is dependent upon the leader, because they need him to help them with kapara, ulehispala badam, and they certainly need him to daven for them. Venasim akokal, and in the event that the koyim mashuach was guilty of some sort of sin, well, now he's makokal. If he's makokal, he loses some of his ability to be mechaper. He loses some of his ability to be mispal. So says Rashi, you want to know what the pshutay lefi agod is? And makoyin hamashiach yecheta la'ash masam. In the event that the koyim mashiach is going to sin, which is going to be to the detriment of the arm. That's what Lashon Sa'am means. It means it's going to be to the detriment of the Am. The Am, the folk, is going to lose as a result of the Koyin HaMashiach Yecheta. But the point is, his sin is not only affecting him, it's affecting the Ashma Sa'am. Says the Torah, V'hikrav al-chatos yashachot par ben bakr tomal Hashem l'chatos. Now Rashi doesn't fear eyes, but l'chayra, the ois fear is that being that this sin is l'ashma sa'am, it's not a personal sin, because invariably, the Am is going to suffer as a result of it, because they don't have now that person to be mafki abadam, right? They don't have that intermediary to intervene for them. So it's for that reason the Torah says that the way we need to go now and we need to treat this chet is like a tzibur de gechet. And what happens when the tzibur sins, right? B'shigigas hayra and shigigas maisa, there's a par. Oh, so too, v'hikru v'al chatos, yashachata, par ben bakar. But this is in the pshutah shal mikro. In makoyin ha-moshiach because when the Kohen Mashiach sins, it is something that doesn't just affect the Kohen Mashiach, it's something that will, in an indirect way, in a groma digger garmi oifen, affect the Am as well. If you look at the Rashbam, who's the author, he coined the phrase, oimek shuta shal mikra. So the Rashbam says as follows, la'ashma sa'am, chachomim darshu harei Mashiach kitzibur, bahirius. Ach, lefi epshat mashma, lefi, shebekoihanim nemar yoru mishpatecha liyakoy, the Kehanim's job, in addition to doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, is to be Meirei Ha'irah for Klal Yisrael. The Kolshken Kohen Gadol. And certainly the Kohen Gadol has that job. Shehu Mum Chol Rab. Meaning, if all the Kehanim have this avoid of Yerim Mishpatech Le'Yakov, Kal V'Chomer, the Kohen Gadol's going to have that. If that's the case, then Ema Kohen HaMoshiach Yecheta Behoira Osoy Gam Lahachti Esam Imar. If he's going to paskin wrong for himself, then it's almost inevitable that other people are going to stumble as a result of it. Because there's no such thing that you're the mumcha l'rabim, you're the aviyah voice, you're mishpatech l'yakav v'seyroscha l'yisrael, and you're paskining something and your psak's only going to affect you. It's for sure going to affect other people. It's almost impossible that it's not going to. Because if the poisek adar paskin something for himself, how is that not going to trickle down and affect everybody else? So says the Rashbam, that's the posh of shine in the posik. In makoyin ha-moshiach yecheta la'ash mesam. He paskin for himself, but it's going to be la'ash masam. So again, the am is going to be affected. So what happens? We have to bring the par. We have to bring now the carbon that was brought when the am taka sins. Even though the am didn't sin, but once the kohen Moshiach sins, on some level we could see up already a la'ash masam, basa me'ikaraz linon, and it's for that reason the carbon that the kohen Moshiach himself is going to bring is the carbon that the am would usually bring. Rabbeinu Bechaya, when he's mefarish the pasuk, so this is the way he says pshuta yishal mikra. What does it mean? Imakoyin haMashiach yechet al ashma saam lefi minig haam v'darkam shehim hashemim. The Kohen Mashiach is not supposed to be behaving like a regular guy. There's nothing regular about him. He's Gadol Meyachav, right? He's not supposed to behave in this way. If he went ahead and he sinned, you know what that is? He's behaving like Da'am. So in Makoyin HaMashiach Yechet El La'ash Masa'am, he did an Aveiro, something that passes not for him, for under dimension, says the Torah V'Hikrav Al Chatosoy Ashechato. But it's just Pashit, this is just the way the Torah is talking, that the Koyin HaMashiach sinned, he sinned La'ash Masa'am. If you look in the Targum Yonison, and the Chassam Sofer, and Teres Moshe, and Chassam Sofer Al Torah quotes this Targum Yonison, Targum Yonison says an unbelievable Kiddush. He said, you know what the Chet was? The chet was, the Kohen Gadol had to do the Avodah, and by mistake, he did the wrong Avodah. He brought the wrong carbon. So someone goes over to the Kohen Gadol, and he tells him, you know, I was Mechal Shabbos, but you have to bring a carbon, and he brings an Asham. He brings Shnei Torim, Shnei Pnei Yoyna, in Makoyin HaMashiach Yecheta, and the chet was La'ash Masa'am. He messed up members of the nation. Specifically, he brought the wrong carbon. So it's the Torah, now the Kohen Mashiach needs Kapar, the Hikrav Al Chatos HaShachat. Just trying to bring out one point. Again, we do this sometimes. That you see in Pshutei Shel Mikra, all the Rishonim are struggling a little bit, because what does it mean la'ash masa'am? Either way, in our sugya, it's going to mean one thing. We're delving into the Torah Shabbat Peh. We're delving into the Lomdus. This is the Daf Yomisher, not the Chumashir. What? Not the Chumashir. But the point is, we're getting into the real Torah Shabbat Peh. And in the Torah Shabbat Peh, La'ash Masa'am is like a hekish. It's just a drush. It's coming to teach us that the rules and regulations that govern the Par Kohen Mashiach are the same as the ones that govern the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. And with that introduction, we begin another festa daf here in Meseches Hayris. Okay, look at Mishnah. Hayri Koyim Mashiach La'atzmoy Shoygeik. In the event that the Koyim Mashiach paskin for himself, B'Shoygeik. Meaning he made a mistake, and it was literally a mistake. Meaning he was a Shoygeik. Wrong psak. Obviously, it's a Chayve Krisos, because otherwise, we're not going to be having the conversation that we're about to have regarding Achatas. But the point is, he paskin by mistake, the wrong way. For us, a shoygeg, and then he acted upon that mistake. Now, just to be clear, the asa is bemazed, but it's just by definition a shoygeg because he's acting upon a hayra b'shoygeg. The point is that the hayra was b'shoygeg and the asiya was also b'shoygeg. He didn't realize that he made a mistake and then acted b'mezid. It was b'shoygeg. So the halach is maybe par. That's when he brings the par koyim mashiach. Shoygeg v'asa mezid. What would be if he paskin b'shoygeg? But then he realized that he made a mistake and afilu hachi b'mezid in this brazen way he decided that he's going to violate this principle in the Torah. Or mezid v'asa shoygeg. Or if he paskin in the wrong way b'mezid, but then he forgot what the real halacha was, and he just ended up violating this aveira b'shoigeg. So there was a hayra and an asiya, but the hayra was b'mezid, stating that there was a shigegas maisa. He ended up being mechal shabbos b'shoigeg, like an ordinary person could be mechal shabbos b'shoigeg. So the halacha is potter. This person is going to be potter. And the reason is, Shahiraz koyim Mashiach la'atzmoy, Kahiraz bezdin l'tzibur. Because we view the rules and the regulations of the koyim Mashiach the same way we view the parhalam davashal tzibur. And just like by the parhalam davashal tzibur, the only time the carbon was brought was in the event that there was a hayra b'shoigig, and then Klai Yisrael acted upon it b'shoigig. So too, when it comes to the koyim Mashiach, he would have to be hayra la'atzmoy b'shoigig, he would have to be asa b'shoigig. If, however, he was a shoygeg v'asa mezid, mezid v'asa shoygeg, in those cases, he's going to be potter. The Gemara is going to explain. So taking it from the top. Hoyre koyim Mashiach la'atzmoy, shoygeg v'asa shoygeg, mevi par. Zok the Gemara, shoygeg v'asa shoygeg, mevi par. Pshita. It's pashit that he has to bring a par. Why is it pashit? It's pashit because, I mean, he's ein lecha shoygeg g'day l'mizu. There's a shigegas ma'isa, and by the way, if you think you need shigegas ayra, he has that also. But he checks off every possibility that you could possibly have of a shoygeg. So if that's the case, why is this even a chiddush? Amar Abaya said, hach ma'yaskinu g'gan shahayra. So talking about with this, koy Mashiach paskin, the wrong way, v'shachach mi'ezat ha'mhoira. And then he forgot why he came to the psak that he came. And then, at the time that he acted upon it, Omar, he said, Hareini oise al das hoira asi. I'm going to follow my psak. I remember I said this chelov is mota. I can't remember why, but I remember saying that, and as a result, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to eat this chelov. That's what happened. Now, the Maldotem, I would have thought, give it the ilum misilu day. Could be, had he remembered the reason that he said the chelov is mutter, he would have chapped it to toys, because it is a toys, right? So could be he would have chapped it to toys, and if that's the case, by him going and acting upon it without trying to remember the reason, knowing he forgot the reason, so maybe that's considered a pshia and kameza dami, which is treated like a mezid, for like the chayiv, and it shouldn't be chayiv a par. Why? Because the par is not going to be enough kapar of him. Maybe we should view him as a mezid. Kamash mulan, that's the chiddush. So, shoygig v'asa shoygig, not only in the traditional sense, that the Gemara holds as pshita, but even in a case where he was hayra b'shoigig, now he's being asa b'shoigig, and when he's being asa b'shoigig, he can't remember why he paskin the way he paskin. There would have been a havamina that maybe he's a karav l'mezid, and as a result, he should not be shaykh to this par, kamash malon, then no, he's going to be mevi par. Moving along, mezid v'asa shoigig. Now notice, we skipped one case in the Mishnah, right? There were three cases in the Mishnah, shoigig v'asa shoigig, shoygig v'asa mezid, and then mezid v'asa shoygig. Now, the Gemara is not even going to discuss shoygig v'asa mezid. Shoygig v'asa mezid and mezid v'asa shoygig are both potter. Now, why is the Gemara not even going to discuss shoygig v'asa mezid as potter? Because it's very obvious. If he's a mezid, so he's chayv karis. He's not going to be chayv achatas. The chiddush is mezid v'asa shoygig. In the case of mezid v'asa shoygig, at the end of the day, he did the avera b'shoygig. Narvas, you don't have the hayra. That's what you don't have. Now, even though there was a hayra, but that hayra was b'mezid. And now we know already from the first week of hayris that hayra b'mezid is nitkain hayra. So the reason you potter over here, essentially, this is the big chiddush that we spoke at already in the introduction to the daf, is that a koyim Mashiach that doesn't have a b'shoigig, that in of itself doesn't mean that he's going to be chayv chatas. The only time he's going to be chayv chatas is if there was hayra. Hayra has to always be b'shoigig, and it's for that reason, if it's a mezid v'asa shoigig, he's going to be potter. The question is, minohani mili. Now we know the answer already, right? And that was the first 13 minutes of today's share. It was the introduction, but we're going through this in real time. We said spoiler alert when we spoke it out. It says the Gemara minohani mili, the Tanu Rabbanon. It's a brisa. It says la ashmas ha'am harei Mashiach yitzibur. And from those words, we learn that the koyim Mashiach is treated like a tzibur. And just like a tzibur, the only time they bring their chatas, the parallel davar shel tzibur, is if there was a hayre b'shoigig and an asa b'shoigig. So too, when it comes to the koyim Mashiach, it would have to be the same way. Now this brisa is a little bit of a longish brisa, and the Gemara is going to cheshbon a little bit, not hard. Says the brisa of Haloi Dinu. Technically, why do you need a hekesh to tell me that the koyim Mashiach only brings his par in the same time that the tzibur would bring their par? L'chayra, I should know it, not from a hekesh, but even more poshut from a binyanav. household. Tzibur mutzah michlal yachid, u'mashiach mutzah michlal yachid. The tzibur is unique from the individual yachid as it relates to his chatas, and the mashiach is also unique from the regular yachid as it relates to his chatas. How so? The tzibur, when they bring a chatas, bring a par, as opposed to a kispa or a seira. The koy mashiach brings a par, as opposed to the kispa or the seira. If that's the case, you would think, ma tzibur ain't chayav and el al helam davin shigas mais. Just like the tzibur is only chayav, if there was a helam davin shigas mais, afen shich lo yei chayav el al helam davin shigas mais. Then maybe the mashiach should be the same way. Meaning, why do I need a hekesh? Tainas the brayis of aloydinu l'chayav based on a binyan av. It would be so obvious. Once I see that the koyim mashiach has in common what the tzibur does as it relates to that they're mutza michal yachid, and they're not just both mutza michal yachid, they're actually mutza in the same way. They both bring the par, so it seems reasonable to assume that if you find this chiddush, that you need the shigigas hayra and shigigas mais in order to be chayv in the par on the davashal tzibur, the same should be true as it relates to the par koy mashiach. But says the price, if you want to go down this road and you want to tell me binyan av, maybe there's another road I can take. I could say nasi mutza michal yachid. I could say that the Nasi is Mutzah Mechal Yachid, household. The Yachid again brings the Kispa, the Seira. The Nasi brings the Sar. And the Mashiach is Mutzah Mechal Yachid. Why? Because the Yachid brings the Kispa, the Seira, and the Mashiach brings the Par. Not Nasi, maybe B'shigas Ma'is V'lei Helam Davar, just like the Nasi. You don't find anywhere any Chiddush to say that the Nasi would need the Helam Davar. Shigas Ma'is alone would be enough. Af Mashiach, maybe B'shigas Ma'is V'lei Helam Davar. So the Koyim Mashiach should maybe be the same way. Says the Braisa Nir L'midayim. Let's see, meaning, I have these two potentials to learn a binyan av, par koyim mashiach, from one of the unique types of chatois. I could learn it from the par halam davash al tzibur. I could learn it from the sar of the nasi. So which one would we learn it from? The chayra, we would say which one it's more daimatu, and that's one we would learn it from. Says the braisa tzibur bepar, the tzibur brings a par, the ein mevi an asham tali. Additionally, they don't bring an Asham Tali, right? So the Tzibur, their unique chatas is a bull. Additionally, there's no Asham Tali when it comes to the Tzibur. U'mashiach bepar, the Koy Mashiach also brought a par, as we mentioned. The Ein may be Asham Tali. Also, there's no Asham Tali when it comes to the Koy Mashiach. Now, how do we know that? We'll get to that in a minute. Matzibur, Ein Chayv El Alam Helam Davim Shigas Maisa. Mashiach Le Chayv El Alam Helam Davim Shigas Maisa. Right? So at first glance, it sounds like the par Koy Mashiach is pretty similar to the par Alam Davim Shal Tzibur. Number one, they're both pars. And number two, they both are not subject to the laws of Hashem Tali. Upper says the Gemara, I can go the other way. I could say Nasi may be Seira b'avoydus kaychavim. The Nasi brings a Seira when he's over b'avoydus zara b'shoygeg, who may be Hashem Vadi. Additionally, the Nasi, if applicable, would bring an Hashem Vadi. Meaning, there are different people that would have to bring an Hashem Vadi just because you're the Nasi, just because you're the king, doesn't necessarily mean that you're exempt from the concept of Hashem Vadi. U'mashiach may be Seira b'avoydus kechavim. We mentioned this in the introduction. The Koy Mashiach brought a Seira when he did Avoydus Zar b'shoigig, u'mevi Hashem Vadi. Additionally, he's Shayach to an Hashem Vadi. Koy Mashiach could bring an Hashem Vadi. So if that's the case, you can argue, man, Nasi mevi b'shigas ma'isa. Just like the Nasi brings his chatz b'shigas ma'isa, Mashiach mevi b'shigas ma'isa, maybe he should also. In other words, the Brice is setting up, the Brice is saying that a hekesh, if you wanted to just try to figure out on your own, based on a binyan av, what the status should be, of what criteria is needed in order for the Koyim Mashiach to bring his par Koyim Mashiach, I really have stage rochem lefanai. I can go to the right, I can go to the left, each one is equally reasonable. I could say that the par Koyim Mashiach should be like the par Halam Davashal Tzibur. I mean, they're both unique, they're both different than the Yachid. Additionally, they both have two things in common. They both bring a par, and they're both not subject to Asham Tali. Or I could say, I don't know, maybe it should be like the Soir, the chatos that the Nasi brought. And really, there's similarity there too. What's the similarity? The similarity is that they both bring the Seira when they're over the Zara B'shoikik. Additionally, they're both Shaykh to Asham Vade. And it's for that reason, I don't know if I should compare the Par Koyim Mashiach to the Par Am Davashal Tzibur. I should compare it to the chatos that the Nasi used to bring, and there's a big nafkamina. Because if we're comparing it to the Param Davash al Tzibur, then it's not going to be enough that this is Shigas Maisa. You're going to need to have this Hayru Bezdin. You're going to have the Hayru B'tois. If we're comparing it to the Nasi's chatos, all it needs is a Shigas Maisa. Because I have no way to learn this from a Binyan Av, so we're coming full circle. We're going back to the beginning of the Braisa, Talmud Lomas. For that reason, the Torah had to say, La'ashma Sa'am, Harehu Mashiach Kitzibur, that Mashiach is like the Tzibur Matzibur, maybe Allah, Halam Davam Shigas Maisa, Af Mashiach. Einoi, mevi elo al helam davar im shigigas maisa. Continues the Bryson says, Eimo, you would think, matzi behoirava asu acharov. Or some have the girsa achirim. works a little bit better. Just like when it comes to the tzibur, in the event that Bezdin, Paskin, and then others went and followed their psak, talach is yechayiv to bring the parum davar shel tzibur. Right, that is the parum davar shel tzibur. And Bezdin, Paskin, and Klal Yisrael acted upon it. Af Moshiach, you would think that if the koy Moshiach Paskin kishahira, va'asa achirim bayra asa yechayiv, talach should be that if others followed his psak, they should be chayiv. Meaning, once we're saying la'ashma sa'am, there's a hekesh already, and we're comparing the hayra of the koy Moshiach to the hayra of Bezdin, so maybe we should take this and apply it, drag it a little bit further. And we should say that if Roiv of Klal Yisrael would go and they would sin based on the Hayra of the Koyim Moshiach, maybe that would trigger a par. Talmud Loimah, the Pasuk says, V'hikriv al chatosay asher chata. And the word chatosay is extra. And we learn from there, amashe chata, who mevi v'ein mevi amashe chata acher. V'hikriv al chatosay, when it's his chet, if he paskin and he acted upon his psak, that's when you have the par koyim Moshiach. But if he paskin and others acted upon the psak, then you're not going to have it. Says the Gemara. One little detail that needs to be ironed out as it relates to the aforementioned brayso. Amar mar Moshiach bepar ve'in mevi oshem tali. So when we were comparing and contrasting, is the koyim Moshiach more similar to the helam davar shel tzibur, or is it more similar to the chatos of the nasi? So we said that it seems that it's similar to both, right? And we plotted what the similarities of both are. As it relates to the Koyim Moshiach and the Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, we said that they both have in common that they bring a par. Additionally, they're both not subject to the Ashram Tali, right? What were the similarities to the Nasi? They both have the Se'ira by Avodah Zarah, and they're both subject to Ashram Vad. But one of the similarities to the Helam Davar Shel Tzibur is there's no Ashram Tali. The Tzibur wouldn't bring an Ashram Tali, and so too, the Koyim Moshiach wouldn't bring an Ashram Tali either, right? So just to demonstrate, in the event that the Koyim Moshiach has a suffix, whether or not he now acted b'shoigig in a way he wasn't supposed to, ordinarily a yid would bring an Ashram Tali, lehegim and ayesurim, the koyim Mashiach wouldn't. Says the Gemara, minolei de'im mevi Ashram Tali. How do you know that the koyim Mashiach does not bring an Ashram Tali? In other words, this is coming as news to us, just like a little takeaway from this braisa. So the Gemara wants to know, where did this even come from? So the Gemara says, learn that from a pasuk. L'chsev, v'chipar olav ha-koyin, al shigigosei asher shogeg. And we learn from there, misha chatosei, l'shigigosei shoveh, that the only time somebody brings an Ashram Tali, so this is a pasuk in the parish of Ashram Tali, the only time you bring an Ashram Tali is if you were someone that needs kapara for shigigosei asher shogeg. And the way we teach shigigosei asher shogeg is misha chatosei for shigigosei shoveh, meaning you're someone that is chayiv chatos, your shkoga was for a shigigas maisa. Yotza Moshiach she'ein shigigasoi v'chatosoi shavah. As opposed to the koyim Moshiach who does not bring his chatos when all it is a shigigas maisa. How do I know that? Dechsiv la'ashma sa'am, because it says regarding the koyim Moshiach la'ashma sa'am, and we learn from there, Reu Moshiach kitzibur. And we learn that the Mashiach is like the Tzibur, and just like the Tzibur needs the Hayru Bezdin V'Toh, so too when it comes to the Koyim Mashiach, it's going to be the same way. In other words, how do I know that there's no Ashram Tali when it comes to the Koyim Mashiach? Because the only time you bring an Ashram Tali is if you're Chayiv Chatas for a regular Shigigas Maisa. What the Gemara cryptically refers to, Misha Chatasoi V'Shigigasoi Shavah, but that's what it means. It means where it's a Shigigas Maisa. The Koyim Mashiach is not B'Shigigas Maisa. Meaning that it's not B'Shigigas Maisa. How do I know that? Because it says, L'Ashma Sa'am. He's like the Parum Davar Shel Tzibur. So if that's the case, he's not going to be subject to Ashram Tali. Freak the Gemara, the obvious question. L'Ashma Sa'am, at kan lay kon malay. Right? In the Cheshbon of the Braisa, where the Braisa brought the fact that the Koyim Moshiach is like the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur, that it's not subject to Ashram Tali, it was in the Avoida of trying to figure out, why do you need L'Ashma Sa'am? L'Chayra, I should be able to know it from a Pashata Binyanav. I should know from a Pashata Mamotzinu, right? That if you find that the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur needs Shekigas Hayros, it makes sense the Koyim Moshiach also. Klachel Berachzu, maybe learn it from the Nasi, which doesn't need a Shekigas Hayros. It's going to say, no, because It's very similar to this. Why is it very similar to this? Because number one, both par, and number two, there's no Hashem Tali. Now, if the whole Mekar that there's no Hashem Tali is only after I know, that it's Tali and Shigiga Sayra, well, at this point, where we don't know yet if there's Shigiga Sayra and Afaket, Alze Onudaran, that's good for what we're trying to figure out. We're trying to say that being that there's no Hashem Tali, it should be Doimit to the Param Davashal Tzibur, and therefore it should be subject to the laws of Shigiga Sayra. On that point, how could you tell me that there's no Hashem Tali? Right, it's a catch 22. There's only no Ashram Taloi once I establish that the Chattas is brought out Shigiga Sayra. So how could you use the fact that there's no Ashram Taloi as a Siba to goof or learn that there should be din, that the only time you bring a Chattas is if this is Shigiga Sayra, and the Gemara says, you got me. You persuaded me, Ela Ashram Taloi Kadi Nas. But you have to say that Enochanami, that was not a real Pircha. It's true. It's grad the emes. It's emes that the par koy Mashiach and the par elam davar shel tzibur have in common that don't bring Ashram Tali. And that's why the Gemara mentioned it. But it's taka only emes lefia maskana that I know already la ashma sa'an. But in real time, when the Gemara mentioned it, we really had no business mentioning it. So again, why was it mentioned? Because it's true. And the true statement that the Bryce is making is that there are similarities that the Parakoy Mashiach has with the parallel and Davashal Tzibur. There's two. They're both unique in that they're par. They're both unique that they have no Ashram Tali. But in terms of using these pirchas in the Avodah of the Braisa, we only could use one of the two. The similarity of par, that's a good similarity. The similarity of them both not having Ashram Tali is not a good similarity because Lafia Emes, I don't know it yet. I have no business having this piece of information in real time because you're really not going to know it until the end of the Braisa. Moving along. Next Mishnah. In the event that the Koy Mashiach Paskin by himself, and he acted on his own. So it's pretty straightforward. Right? If you heard b'fnei atzmai and you also b'fnei atzmai, you also mischapalei b'fnei atzmai. That's how this works. This is the chiddush. In the event that the koyim mashiach paskin together with the tzibur, for also im hatzibur, and then he also violated together with the tzibur. So the halach is mischapeloi imat tzibur. Then he's going to get kapara together with the tzibur. In other words, what would be if Bezdin Paskin, the Bezdin Agadol, they were hiru v'to, and the Koyim Mashiach was sitting around, and he did the same thing. He made the same exact psak, and it was the same exact toss. And then Reiv of Tzibur went and acted upon it, and he himself acted upon his own psak. So here's the question. The question, does he have to bring his own par Koyim Mashiach or not? I mean, technically, he checks off all the boxes for when you have to bring a par Koyim Mashiach. I mean, it's not a lot of boxes. It's the first line of the parak. Boom. He checks that off. That's exactly what he did. But maybe here, being that it was also Hayru Besen, and Klaius was also bringing the carbon, so there's going to be this one big parallel Davashal Tzibur that's going to be brought. So maybe he doesn't have to bring his own carbon. Let him just come along with the rest of Klaius, and if Klaius was going to go and they're going to bring their carbon, let my carbon be included. So says the Mishnah, Enochinam. If he was hayru b'fnei atzmoi, v'asa b'fnei atzmoi, then he's mischapele b'fnei atzmoi. But if he's hayru matzibur, v'asa matzibur, mischapele im matzibur. And the Mishnah says, I'm going to tell you why. She'ein bezen chayovin ad she'yoru levatel miktsas ulekayim miktsas. Because we know, this is a little bit cryptic, some real hayrius vibes here, right? There's a lot of cryptic lines here in Masechtas Hayrius. I think we know that by now. And this is even on the Mishnah level. She'ein bezen chayovin ad she'yoru levatel miktsas ulekayim miktsas. The only time the laws of parham davashal tzibur apply is if the Beis Din HaGadol was paskening, right? They made a mistake regarding a Chayvei Krisos, but also not to completely abolish a parsha in the Torah. If they would say, Ein Nida B'Torah, Ein Shabbos B'Torah, Ein Avodas Kechavim B'Torah, that wouldn't trigger Paralam Davashal Tzibur. It's if they say, Yesh Nida B'Torah, Avos Shemeres Yom Kenegel Yom Pater, right? B'Davash Ein Atztoy Kemoidim B'Torah, etc. That's when it would be Negeah. It's only Negeah when they're Mekayim mitzvahs and mevatel mitzvahs. Well, guess what? The chena Mashiach. The same issue regarding the par koy Mashiach. The only time he would bring his par is if it was levatel mitzvahs or lekayim mitzvahs. Additionally, v'loy b'avodas kechavim. When it comes to avodas zarah, it's the same thing. Ad sheyoru levatel mitzvahs or lekayim mitzvahs. The only time that there would be a soyer and the par of avodas zarah, right? The par halam davashal tzibur equivalent of avodas zarah would be as if it was levatel mitzvahs or lekayim mitzvahs. But here's the punchline, the way Rashi explains. The punchline is what the Mishnah is trying to say, that the rules and regulations that govern the par koyim mashiach are the same as the ones that govern the par Helam Davashal Tzibur. They're one and the same. And being that they're one and the same, so it's for that reason it makes sense that to the extent that Klal Yisrael is bringing the parhel and Davar Shel Tzibur for the same exact mistake that the Kohen Mashiach made, why not come along? Let's say it's Bishloima if the Karbanos were different, or even if the details of the Karbanos were different. So, Mehechetesi, the Kohen Mashiach could be Yoitza his Chayvas Karban with the parhel and Davar Shel Tzibur. It's two separate things. You'll tell me it's similar, Seder, but you know, is not enough. We need it to be the same thing. Zok the Mishnah, it's the same thing like on a granular level. That ain't bezin chayov and achiyer levato mix lukai mixas v'chein amoshiach. And Rashi, if you take a look, Rashi says v'chein harbe dvarim. There are many things that are like that. The Mishnah is just giving one example, but really there's several other examples as well. The point is the same carbon. It's the same carbon. It's for that reason that this halacha would be okay. So either way, what's this Mishnah? Mishnah said that in the event that the Kohen Mashiach paskin bifnei atzmoi v'asa bifnei atzmoi, then he's mischapel bifnei atzmoi. But if he paskin imatzibur, he paskin together with the Bezen Agadol. For also imatzibur, then mischapeloi imatzibur. Says the Gemara Nani Mili. What's the makar to all this? The Tanur Rabbanu going to the Brayis. In the event that the Kohen Mashiach passed him together with the Tzibur and he acted together with the Tzibur, you would think he should bring his own part. You're ready for another cheshmet v'dinu. And l'chura, at first glance, you can make a little bit of a cheshmet. Nasi mutza michlal yachid, Mashiach mutza michlal yachid. Right? The Nasi is separate from the regular chatas yachid, as is the Mashiach. Mat Nasi, chata bifnei atzmoi, mevi bifnei atzmoi, aba chata imatzibur, mischatole imatzibur. Right? The Nasi, if he sins by himself, so he has his own parsha of the chatas yachid. If, however, he's part of Klal Yisrael, he's part of the tzibur of parel and davashal tzibur, no one ever said, there's no havamina, ben benoi shall havamina, there's no makar, there's no source anywhere to say that he would be different. So of course he'd get kapar together with the tzibur. Af Mashiach, so too, as it relates to the Kohen Mashiach, it makes sense. Chote b'fnei atzmai, maybe b'fnei atzmai. Chote matzibur, mischapelei matzibur. So, minani mili, the Braisa says, at first glance, maybe you can learn the Kohen Mashiach from the Nasi. Right? Learn it from the Nasi. The Nasi is unique when he's a yachid, that sin b'shoigeg, but if he's together with the tzibur, the king, with the most simple guy in the nation, they're all together. They're going to get the same exact kapar. So you would think the Kohen Mashiach should be the same way. The Kohen Mashiach is unique when he does his own thing, but to the extent that he sinned together with the tzibur, so he should come along with the tzibur. It says the Braisa, I don't know if it's a tzushtal. I don't know that you can learn the Kohen Mashiach from the Nasi. Right? They're both high-ranking members of the Jewish nation. But don't compare the Kohen Gadol to the king. You know why? Because Loyim Amrit Ben Nasi Shekei Mischapalei Matziba B'yem HaKippurim. We find that the Nasi got Kapara together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. This is Davar B'itay Matoiv on Yom Kippur. Right? On Yom Kippur, when there were Karbanos Sibur that were brought, the Sar Lashem, and all the Avodas that were done, so it was Mechaper for Klal Yisrael, included in Klal Yisrael is the king. Abetoyim B'Mashiach. Is that true for the Kohen Mashiach? He didn't get kapar, right? The Kohen Gadol had to bring his own karbonis. The Kohanim had their own karbonis. But the bottom line is, you see a precedent that the Nasi gets kapar together with the Tzibur, as opposed to the Kohen Gadol, maybe not. So I would think that maybe when it comes to Parom Davashal Tzibur, he also can get kapar. Fascinating idea that the Kohen Gadol can never get kapar together with the Tzibur. This, you see it on Yom Kippur, so maybe it's true regarding this too. See, even though, yeah, theoretically, you would say that if there's anyways a Parom Davashal Tzibur, being brought, why should the par Kohen Mashiach have to bring his own par? I'll tell you why. Maybe he can't get kapara. Either Nasi can get kapara. Nasi gets kapara on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Mashiach doesn't get on Yom Kippur. Talmud Loimar. It's for that reason we need a drasha for this. It says, Al chatosai asher chata. Where does it say that? In the pasuk of the Kohen Mashiach. In Makoyin HaMashiach yechta lash mesa'am, v'hikrav al chatosai asher chata. Okay, it's sad. What do we darshan from the words al chatosoy asher chata chata bifnei atzmoy. If it was chatosoy only, a second time we're darshaning the word chatosoy in the sugya. If it's only his chet, then maybe bifnei atzmoy. Then he brings on his own. That's when the halach is par Kohen Mashiach. If, however, he's sent together with the tzibur, then he's going to get kapara together with the tzibur. So from the words, we learn that only if it's his own chet, but to the extent he's sent together with everybody else, he's going to get kapara together with everybody else. Again, second time we darshan chatasi. The first time we darshan chatasi was that Hayra Koy Mashiach and others acted upon it. No, it's only when it's Chatasai. Here we're darshaning Chatasai, that only when he's the one sinning by himself. If, however, he's sinning together with the Tzibur, then he can get Kapara together with the Tzibur. So the Gemara now is going to ask an interesting question. Let's just be mocked him for 10 seconds. And that is, one of the halachas we saw regarding the Parhel and Davashal Tzibur is that it's necessary that the Bezdan Agadol be the ones that issued the Psak. Additionally, the Mufla Shebe Bezdan had to be there. If the Mufla of the Bezdan wasn't there, then this halacha is not going to be in effect. And the reason this halacha is not going to be in effect is we view it as a Karav L'mezid. Anytime we can suggest that maybe there was some level of Hazadah here, so we're going to invoke that. And at that point, the halacha is that the whole parsha of Parom Davashal Tzibur is not going to apply as well. So the Gemara is going to ask Akasha on the first halacha of the Mishnah. The first halacha of the Mishnah was Hayru b'fnei atzmai, va'osa b'fnei atzmai, mischapelei b'fnei atzmai. It sounds like what happened over here in this case of the Mishnah is that the Koyim Moshiach was paskening by himself, made a mistake, and acted upon it. At the same time, I have to explain this a little bit. At the same time, Bezdin was sitting, they were convening, they were also paskening about something else, made a mistake, and now the Parah and Davashal Tzibur is being brought. And the Mishnah says that being that he was a Hayra b'fnei atzmai, for us b'fnei atzmai, it was his own mistake, and it was his own action when he acted upon that mistake, that's why he's mischapelei b'fnei atzma. As opposed to if he was heir im matzibur, va'asa im matzibur, then he's mischapelei im matzibur. Now, to be clear, this wasn't 100% mefurish in the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Heir b'fnei atzmai, va'asa b'fnei atzmai, mischapelei b'fnei atzmai. You could have learned that what's going on over here in this case of the Mishnah is stam. The Koy Mashiach is just paskening, and really it's a repetition of the first line of the parak. But it's not mistaber that that's all the Mishnah is saying. Because if that's all the Mishnah is saying, is then we really are just repeating the first line of the Perek. And, right, why would we repeat it? So the Gemara understands that Hayra b'fnei atzmai, va'asa b'fnei atzmai, mischapelei b'fnei atzmai means even if Bezdin at the same time also went ahead and issued a psak, made a mistake, Klal Yisrael acted upon it, and now there's a Parah Elam Davar Shel Tzibur being brought. In that case, being that the Hayra of the Koy Mashiach was his own Hayra, and he was the only one that acted upon that, he can't get kapara with the Parah Elam Davashal Tzibur. It's Tavka where his Hayra is the same Hayra as Bezdin, so that when he acts upon it, he's doing the same thing the rest of Klal Yisrael is doing, so his Chiv and the Klal Yisrael's Chiv is mamish one and the same, that's when that halach is going to be true. Right? So again, if you revisit the Mishnah now, Hayra b'fnei atzmai, va'asa b'fnei atzmai, and at the same time it was Hayru Bezdin, and Klal Yisrael acted upon it, mischapelei b'fnei atzmai, then he can't tag along to the Parah Elam Davashal Tzibur. Why? Because his Hayra was a unique Hayra, it was b'fnei atzmai, and his Asiyah was a unique Asiyah, it was b'fnei atzmai, where it's Hayru im atzibur, where he paskin together with Bezdin, the same psak, va'asa im atzibur, so now him and Klal Yisrael did the same Aveira, that's when it's going to be mischapelei im atzibur. So says the Gemara, I have a problem with the more nuanced understanding of the first part of the Mishnah. Heichidam, ilema dehu mufla v'heim ena mufla, is the case talking about where he was the mufla shebe beznin and then not the mufla shebe beznin, pshita de mischapelei b'fnei atzmai. Well, then it's pashit that he has to bring his own carbon. Why? Because hayra de lahain v'loi klum. Because their hayra is not a hayra. Because being that he's the mufla shebe beznin and he's not with them, how do I know that? Because he's doing his psak and they're doing their psak. So obviously he's not with them. Uboy asuya kizboy asira kol chad v'chad. And in fact, every single yid that sinned, the rive of Klal Yisrael that sinned, they're all going to have to bring their own kizboy asira, which is what you need to do in the event that there was a hayru bezin v'to, but it doesn't check off the boxes of parah and davar shel tzibur. V'id inu muflon v'hu lav muflo. And maybe you'll tell me, no, they're the mufla shebe bezin, he's not the mufla shebe bezin. Well, if that's the case, am I mischapelei b'fnei atzmai? So then, why does he bring the Parkoy Mashiach? Ha Hayra did David like call me. Look, his Hayra is not a Hayra. The Gemara is finding that if there's a halacha of Mufla Shebe Bezdin when it comes to the Parah Elam Davashal Tzibur, then the Hekesh of Lashmas Am needs to teach me that when it comes to the Parkoy Mashiach, it's going to be the same way. So, time is the Gemara Ramadashach. I don't know the technicality
of the case of the Reish of the Mishnah. It sounds like the case is where the Kohen Mashiach is paskening his own thing, and Beis Din is paskening their own thing. They all made mistakes. The Kohen Mashiach acted upon his mistake. Rav Klai Yisrael acted upon Beis Din's mistake. Here's Zok the Mishnah. You bring your carbon, they bring their carbon. One of these chevra not bringing a carbon. Why? Because there's one Mufla Sheva Beis Din, and either the Mufla Sheva Beis Din is on the Beis Din, or he's the Kohen Mashiach. If he's on the Beis Din, well then, Rav Klai Yisrael has to be in the parallel in Davar Shel Tzibur, but that means the Kohen Mashiach is not the Mufla Sheva Beis Din, and if he's not the Mufla Sheva Beis Din, he shouldn't have to bring the Parah Kohen Mashiach anyways. And if the Kohen Mashiach is the one that's the Mufla Sheva Beis Din, say he's chayv to bring the Parah Kohen Mashiach, but now the problem is Beis Din doesn't have a Mufla Sheva Beis Din. And if Beis Din doesn't have a Mufla Sheva Beis Din, that's the Mishnah that we had in the first parak, then there's no parah in Davar Shel Tzibur. So the Gemara just says, technically speaking, how does this work out? Amar Rapapa, so Rapapa said, "Kegoyin shahayu muflin shneiem." Ah, there were two muflas. If there were two muflas, then all is good, says the Gemara. Meaning, the Kohen Mashiach was a mufla, Beis Din had a mufla. They're both muflas. As a result, each one is going to be chay. So the Gemara says, "Sober Abaya lemeimar." Abaya thought, "Chata b'fnei atzmoi." That when the Mishnah says he can't tag along together with the Parhalim Davar Shel Tzibur, the only time this is going to be true is if he was, quote, Chata Bifnei Atzmai V'asa Bifnei Atzmai. Some have the Gersa, not Chata Bifnei Atzmai, but Hayra Bifnei Atzmai. But the point is where he mamish did his own thing. What's Abaye coming to be Moisif? Heichidami. So Abaye said, the Yosvi B'shnei Mekoymois, where the Kohen Mashiach and Beis Din were sitting in two different locations, the Kamaru betray Yisuri, and they're both being matter two independent Yisuri. Where it's so individualized, that's when the halach is that the Kohen Mashiach can't tag along. Amalei Rava, Sabaya thought it, so Rava comes, and Rava tells him, Otu Shnei Mekoymois Garmin, who cares if they're one person's on the east coast and the other one's on the west coast. Why would that matter? El afilu yasvi b'chad mokim. Even if they're literally sitting in the same dalet amos. B'chim the kamayr betray yisuri chet b'fnei atzmai. Who cares? As long as it's two different yisurim. The whole point is that if it's the same mistake and the same avera, so come, I join. Right? Jump on the bandwagon. And no reason for you to bring your own carbon. You can be part of the parallel and davar shel tzibur. But to the extent it's two different chatoim, they're not. It matters if they're in the same location. They're not the same location. Absolutely not. Says the Gemara. In terms of defining what it means, two separate isurim, right? Asai Abaye and Asai Rava both agree that in order for it to be considered a Hayru Bifnei Atzmai, where you can't tag along, it would have to be a different Isser. Abaye says a different Isser, and they even have to be B'shnei Mekoymos. Rava says, I don't know why B'shnei Mekoymos has anything to do with anything. By the way, there is an idea when it comes to the Sanhedrin, Malamit Shahamokim Goyrim, right? But either way, Rava says, I don't see why Mekoymos should make a difference here. But either way, how do we define now two separate Isser? So Gemara is like this, Pshita, it's obvious, Hu Bechelev, Vehem Bavoidus Koychavim, in the event that the Kohen Mashiach made a mistake. What was the mistake? He was Mat Chelev, and they made a mistake. Mistake. What was the mistake that they made? They were matir avodah zarah chet bifnei atzmayhu. That's pashut. That's considered a separate chet. Why? The chalukin b'tamayu. Because over here, the mistakes are obviously different mistakes. One's a sugyan hilchas chaylev, and the other's a sugyan hilchas avodah zarah. And not just that, the karbonis are going to be different karbonis as well. Why is it different karbonis? Because the Kohen Mashiach has to bring a par, right? That's the par Kohen Mashiach. And if Beis Din makes a mistake by avodah zarah, so what's the carbon that was born? It's actually two karbonis. It's a par and a sar. Par lo'ayla basar l'chadah, something Mark says. The who be par, right? He brings the par, the Kohen Mashiach, v'im v'par v'sar. The Hokamaisu Hani Soyer, right? A little wordy here. Because they, Beis Din, are going to, in addition to the power, bring a sar. For who like Maisne? He's not going to bring a sar. Okay. So it's Pshita, who Bechel Vehem Bavidus Kechavim. There's no way. That's easy. It's separate. It's separate because it's a different Shtikal Torah, right? The Chabura, the Tshuva, is disastrous Tshuva. It was a different Tshuva, number one. And the Karbonis that are being brought are different Karbonis. Fikosh. This is Pshita. What could be more than Pshita? Kolshke. The Kolshke on the Pshita. Who by Avodas Kechavim Vehem Bechelev. In the event that he made the mistake by Avodas Kechavim, and they, the Beis Din, made the mistake Bechelev. Why? The Chalukim Bekarbonoseim Legamri. It's not only Chalukim Bekarbonoseim. It's completely different. How so? The Hu Seira. Because what's the halacha if the Kohen Mashiach is mistaken when it comes to Avodah Zarah, he brings the Seira, right? Then he gets treated like a regular person, he brings the Seira. The Innu, and what do they bring in the event that they sinned b'chelev, you bring the par, the par halam davar shal tzibur. Meaning, if it's who b'chelev, v'heim b'avodas chechavim, so it's chalukim b'tamayon, it's chalukim b'kabar nesem. But it's not mamish, it's not legamri chaluk b'kabar nesem. Because the kohen m'sheich is bringing a par, and they're bringing the par in the sar. If it's in the reverse order, if the kohen m'sheich sinned b'avodas chechavim, and they sinned b'chelev, well now it's chalukim b'kabar nesem legamri. It's chalukim b'tamayon, obviously. It's also chalukim b'kabar nesem legamri. Because the kohen m'sheich is going to bring the se'ira, as opposed to the tzibur is going to bring the par. Elohu b'chelev ha'mechasas ha'kerev. So the first two are pshita, right? The first one's pashit, and the second one is like kolshkein pashit. But this is where it starts getting a little interesting. What would be if the kohen m'sheich made a mistake by chelev? But you know which chelev was? It was the chelev ha'mechasas ha'kerev. They made a mistake with a different type of chelev. The chelev sh'ala dakim. What's the chmir? Do we say avagaf de karbon and shava? Do we say that even though the carbon in this case is the same, because each one is going to bring a par of a kiven the mitre kroy kasu? Right, it's not only karbon and shava, it's even the same chet, right? They're both chelev. But it's at the end of the day learned out from two psukim. So ha pligim betamayu. And that's enough to say that it's different, and therefore the kohen m'sheich can jump on the bandwagon with the par of davashel tzibur. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe shem chelev echadu. At the end of the day, they're both chelev. So it's the same carbon, they're both chelev. The fact that they're pligim betamayo, that doesn't bother. Intim slim shem chelev echad. If you're going to tell me, no, it's shem chelev echad. And that's enough for you to be able to come along for the ride. Well, if that's the case, who bechelev ahim bedamau? What would be if he made a mistake regarding, he was mater chelev, and they were mater dam? Mirren, do we say, betamayo ha pligim? Over here, they're different betamayo. And not only are they different betamayo, but over here, right, they're completely different things. One is chelev and one is not. You don't have shem chelev echad. Here, one is chelev, one is not. I don't know, keeping the shavim be carbon, basa carbon as linon. At the end of the day, it's the same carbon. If it's the same carbon, maybe that would be enough. Snes the Gemara, teiku. We don't know the answer to this question. So as much as the Mishnah gave us what seemed like a pretty straightforward halacha, right? You read the Mishnah, it sounds like that if the Kohen Mashiach made a mistake simultaneous to the Bezen HaGadol making a mistake, he acted upon his mistake, they acted upon their mistake. So what's the halacha that but if it's the same mistake, then fakert is mischaper matzibur. But you see, in terms of defining same mistake and not same mistake, you know, it's not as much as we thought. Abaye says they had to be b'shtei mekoymes. Very interesting right criteria that you would have to have. And even as it relates to the same and different, it could be as long as they had the same carbon. Chelev and Dam would be maybe considered the same, or maybe not. A whole bunch of Ibayas with Imtim Tzoloimers with a classic response. Teiku says, the Gemara. So the Mishnah says, "Ain bezin chayoven at sheyer levato mixes ulakayim mixes." Right? What was the context in which the Mishnah said it? The Mishnah was trying to explain why the Kohen Mashiach can get kapara with the parom davashal tzibur. Right? It's two separate inyanim. Now the teretz is because at the end of the day the karbanos are mamish the same, and the way Rashi explained, the Mishnah gave us one example, one dugma. What's the dugma? The dugma was that ein bezin chayoven at sheyeru levato miktsas ulekayim miktsas. That's true for the tzibur, v'chein the mashiach. It's true for the mashiach. Says the Rambam. What's the makar? The at sheyeru levato miktsas ulekayim miktsas. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Kid amrinon be'idach perkin. Right? Again, Hirius talks like an achron. What do you mean? We talked about this already, right? Kid amrinon be'idach perkin v'nelam davar davar v'loy kol hagof. Right? We had three different shatim. Hey, no, davar means v'loy kol hagof. But again, the Gemara said we discussed it already, so we discussed it already. V'chein mashiach. Mashiach is the same way. How do you know mashiach is the same way? So this is easy. Minolon, dechsev, lash masalam, re mashiach ketzibur. Because again, this is the theme. The koy mashiach's par mirrors the tzibur's par. And finally, v'loy ba'avoidas koy chavim v'chulu. The Mishnah concluded by saying that when it comes to the par and the sar that was brought, when Klai Yisrael did have a desire b'shoikig al piyay raz bezdin, there too there's a din at sheyer levato miktas ulekayim miktas. As in Rabbi Nolan, what's the makar to that? Meaning, v'nelam davar, V'loy kol agof, that it says by the par halam davar shel tzibur in parshas Vayikra. This is already parsha shlach that's talking about the par and sar that was brought for avodah zarah. And the question is, what is the makar that par and sar has the same din of levato miktas ulekayim miktas? The Gemara says, "Tanu rabbanan, know from the following bright." Being that you find avodah zarah left the klal, right? Avodah zarah was yotzim in achlal. How was a yotzim in achlal? In that for the regular par halam davar shel tzibur, all you bring is a par. But when it comes to avodah zarah, there's a par and a sar. Yoch, you would have thought Yehu Chayovin Alakiras Mitzvah Kula. You would have thought, well, if it's different, then maybe it's really different. And although when it comes to the Parah Adam Shal Tzibur, the only time you chayev is if you mevatel mitzvahs or mekayim mitzvahs. But maybe when it comes to Tavoid, the scenario you're going to be chayev Alakiras Mitzvah Kula. Nemar Kami Ede. So the Brisa shuts it down. It says the word Me'ene here. V'nemar Lahalon Me'ene. And it says the word Me'ene there. Where's here and where's there? Here is Avodas Kechavim. That's the part of the sugi we're up to. And there is by the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur. Both times it talks about the chet happening with the Eine Ho'eda, right? The Eine Yakohol. It's from the Eine. And Malahal, and just like by the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur, it's Bebezdin. It's Bezdin. Afkanami Bebezdin. That's how I know that when it comes to the Parhelim Saran Avodas Zara, it's Bahiraz Bezdin. Meaning, if you read the Pasuk, Mavesetra, it's not muchach anywhere that special parvesar that was brought for the chet of Avodah Zarah was brought dafka al pi atos of bezin. It's only adank the gzeir shava me'ena me'ena. Now we don't need this. This is not the part of the sugya we're focusing on, but this is part of the price and it's pretty important. We need the next part. Umala halon dava v'lei kalagov. Just like by the parallel in dava shel tzibur, it's dava v'lei kalagov because it says v'nelam dava v'lei kalagov. Afkanami dava v'lei kalagov. Either way, that's how I know that it's not only true for the parallel in dava shel tzibur, but it's true for the par and the sar of Avodah Zarah as well. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. In Chayovin Elo al Helim Dovar im Shigigas Maisa. What are we talking about? In Chayovin, Lashon Rabbah, right? The par Helim Dovar Shel Tzibur does not apply unless there was a Helim Dovar, Bezdin made a mistake, and there was a Shigigas Maisa. V'chein HaMashiach. And so too, the Kai Mashiach. We knew this already. And when it comes to Avodah Zarah, it's the same thing. And notice here it doesn't say V'cheinu Mashiach. The Gemara is going to make a big deal about that. Says the Gemara, Minalon, what's the makar? That the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur was brought only if there was a Helim Davar, meaning Bezdin made a mistake, and there was a Shigas Maisa. Now, this is something we've taken for granted, literally from the introduction to the Masecht up until this point. But this is where the Gemara asks the Kasha, Minalon, what is the makar? So the Gemara says the Tanur Rabbanon. It says in the Pasuk, Yishku, then call it As Yisrael, Yishku. And then it says the next word, Vinel Am Dovar, Me'eni Akal. Now, from the word Yishku, Yochel, Yu Chayovin Al Shigas Maisa, you would think that if all there is a regular Shigas Maisa, maybe there's the Parish of Paral and Dovar Shal Tzibur. Tamaloy, my Yishku, Vinel Am Dovar. What's Yishku, Vinel Am Dovar? You need two things. In Chayovin El Al Helim Dovar, that's from the Tzad of Bezdin, and Shigas Maisa, that's from the Tzad of the Kal. Either way, this is the mekar to the basic halacha of Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur. V'chein HaMashiach. The Mashiach also is the same thing. Minolan, how do we know this? The Chsiv, this is like, I don't know, I'm not counting, the Tzimferden Mol, Tzim Fifthen Mol, Tzim Zechzen Mol. But regardless, La'ashma Sa'am, Arei Mashiach Yitzibur. It says La'ashma Sa'am, I know the Koy Mashiach is like the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur. Oh, over there, it has to have a Hira, Metamaisa, so to here, there has to be a Hira and a Maisa. V'loi Bavidus Kechavim. Elo al helim davar im shigas maisa. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, it's the same thing. The only time Klai Yisrael would bring the par and the sar, the par loyva, the sar lachatos, would be if there was the same story. There was helim davar mitzad bezdin and shigas maisa. I mean, no, what's the makar to this? The Tanur Rabbanan learned to the price. Fishigas avodah zarah chavli debatzma. Bide, you find Avodah Zarah is yatsim in achlal. Again, where's the yatsim in achlal? The par and the sar. Yatsim from which cloud? The par helim davar shel tzibur, which is only a par. Yochel yuchayav and ashigas maisa. So you would think maybe it's a whole different parsha, because if it was the same parsha, you'd bring the par. So maybe it's a whole different Indian, and maybe yichayav ashigas maisa. Tal nemar kam meyene v'nemar lahalam meyene. Says the brayso, we have exer shavim meyene meyene. Mat lahalin chayovin el helim davar im shigas maisa. Afkan in chayovin elo al helim davar im shigas maisa. If this brayso sounds familiar, it's because we had it 10 lines ago. Now, when we had it 10 lines ago, we quoted the next part of the brayso. In fact, we even spoke out in the shir, right? We mentioned this. We gave this a shout out. We don't need the first part of the brayso. We definitely need the second of the brayso. Well, here we need the first part of the brayso. We don't need the second part of the brayso, which is why we don't even mention the second part of the brayso. But the bottom line is that really this whole brayso is necessary in today's daf. First, we needed the second part. Now we need the first part. Either way, says the Gemara, there's a diak in the Mishnah. V'ilu Moshiach ba'avodas kochavim loy katani. Right? Let's go through the Mishnah Nachamal. Ein chayovin el al helim davarim shigas maisa. V'chein HaMashiach. V'loy ba'avodas kochavim. Ein chayovim el al helim davarim shigas maisa. And here there's no mention of Mashiach. It doesn't say over here, V'chein HaMashiach. We're waiting, but he's not mentioned. Says the Gemara, this sounds like there's a little bit of a dik to be had here. That what? Then when it comes to the regular par helam davar shel tzibur, so when it comes to shara veirois v'chein ha-moshiach, the only time the Mashiach is going to be chayiv is if there was a helam davar and a shigas maisa. But when it comes to avodah zarah, it sounds like there's no v'chein ha-moshiach. Right? It sounds like there it's different. Yeah. Klal Yisrael as a nation, when roiv of its sins, then the only time you have the par in the zarah is if it's Helam Dover and Shigas Mais. But when it comes to the Kay Mashiach Alein, it sounds like it's a different Shulchan Aruch. Now, what is it? I don't know. Oh, but the evil Mashiach, Ba'avodas Kechavim, like Tanis, the Mor says, Masnisa, man, you know, I think the Tanah of the Mishnah is Rebbe, the Tanya we learned to the Braiso, Mashiach, Ba'avodas Kechavim, talk about an oxymoron. But Mashiach, Ba'avodas Kechavim, when it comes to the Koyin Mashiach in the context of Avodas Kechavim, Rebbe, Yami Rebbe says, Beshigigas Maisa. Rebbe holds that you want to know when the Koyin Mashiach would bring a carbon chat for doing avodah zarah b'shogeg, that would be if he was a regular shigas maisa. The chachamim say behelam davar. No, behelam davar. Just like the par koy mashiach is always behelam davar, so too he would bring his carbon only if it was a helam davar. See here what's going on here. We have a machlokes tanoim, Rebbe and the chachamim. If a koy mashiach is over avodah zarah b'shogeg, he brings a chatas. That's without set. What would the nature of the Shkoga have to be? According to Rebbe, this is going to be Shigigas Maisa. According to the Chachamim, it's going to be Helam Dover. Now let's just speak at Baal Peh. Let's make the argument for Shigigas Maisa, and let's make the argument for Helam Dover, just based on some of the ideas we have so far in Hiris. The argument to be made for Helam Dover, let's go backwards, would be the Par Koy Mashiach is Behelam Dover. So if the Par Koy Mashiach is Behelam Dover, right, Shigigas Maisa, the Koy Mashiach doesn't bring any carbon when it comes to Shar Averos. So you would think Avodah Zarah should be the same way. Let's make the argument for Shigigas Maisa. It's because by Avodah Zarah, what carbon does the Koy Mashiach bring? Now, the Gemara is going to give us the Makar to it now, but we already spoke of that more than once. He brings the Seira. He doesn't bring the Par. So when he brings the Par, so he has a special carbon. So over there, he's going to have a separate Shulchan Aruch. You're going to have the Hira. But over here, where it's B'toich Ami, Anoichi, Yosheves, Mamish, where he's bringing the same carbon as the regular guy, you're bringing the Seiro. If you're bringing the Seiro, it sounds like you're a regular guy. If you're a regular guy brings his Chatas when it's Shigas Maisa, you should also bring it B'Shigas Maisa. But that's the Machloikis. Rebbe says Shigas Maisa, the Chachamim say Behelim Dover, says the Gemara. V'shovin. Rebbe and the Chachamim both agree, Shebes Seiro Ki Yachid. What does it mean that v'shavim shebis se'ira kibayachid? Even the chachamim that hold that it's helam davar. If it's helam davar, you would think, oh, it's helam davar. So every helam davar I know about brings a par, right? Koy Mashiach helam davar brings a par. The tzibur behelam davar brings a par. So you would think it should be a par. The shavim shebis se'ira. No, you bring a se'ira like a regular yachid. Even though it's behelam davar, but the carbon is the carbon of the yachid. I mean, the Yachid brings a Seira b'Shigas Maisa. The Koy Mashiach is going to bring a Seira b'Helam Dover. But the Chiddush is that even though it's b'Helam Dover, so you would have thought it should be the Par. No, even though it's b'Helam Dover, v'Shavin Shabbat Seira. V'Shavin, this is now Rebbe talking. Rebbe's Moida She'en Mevi Ashim Tali. Even though, according to Rebbe, you bring the Seira b'Shigas Maisa. So if it's Shigas Maisa, whenever there's a Suffolk Shigas Maisa, you bring an Ashim Tali. Kamash Malon, that is not going to be an Ashim Tali. Either way, says the Gemara, our Mishnah that didn't say V'chein HaMashiach as it relates to Avodas Kechavim. What does it sound like? It sounds like when it comes to the Koy Mashiach sinning Avodas Zarah B'Shogeg, he brings not when it's Helam Davar Im Shigas Maisa. Just Shigas Maisa alone would be enough. Whose Shnita is that? It's Rabbi. So the Gemara says Masisa Mani Rabbi. But the Gemara says V'tizbara. Is this a good diak? Let me ask you a question. The next Mishnah is going to say that the only time you bring the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur is if it's Bizdoine Karis u'Bishigigase Chatas. And Miktani, does it say over there, V'chein HaMashiach? So it's kedai to take a look at that Mishnah. The Mishnah is on Dav Chesam Aleph. It says, Ein Bezen Chayovin at Sheyeru B'Davar Shel Zdoine Karis u'Bishigigase Chatas. V'chein HaMashiach. And then it says, V'loi B'Avaydes Kechavim at Sheyeru B'Davar Shel Zdoine Karis u'Bishigigase Chatas. And there it doesn't say V'chein HaMashiach. Now, no one in the world is going to tell you that in the event that the Koyim Mashiach would b'shoigig do Avodah Zarah, that's not Karis, right? It's possible to have Avodah Zarah that's not Karis. If he's going to do Avodah Zarah that's not Karis, he's going to bring a Karban Chatas. Ah, it doesn't say v'chein Mashiach. What do you have to say? Elotoni ha v'huadin loha. It says it on the first part of the Mishnah, by Shar Averos, and we understand it's going to be true by this Kachavim as well. I said it by one, it means the other one. This Dirk of Achena Mashiach from the Seif is Nitkain Dirk, and if it's Nitkain Dirk, there's no Hechrut at the time of the Mishnah's Rebbe. The Mishnah can be going according to the Kachavim as well. Says my time of the Rebbe. What is Rebbe's source? Again, Rebbe who holds that the Koy Mashiach brings his chatos for avodah zara, not behelam davri. Brings the b'shigas ma'isa. How does he know this? So the Gemara says, Rebbe said on makra. He knows it from the following pasuk. He says, "V'chiper akoyin ala nefesh hashoyeges becheta b'shkaga." And we learn from there, hanefesh ze moshiach. Now this pasuk, right? What is this pasuk referring to? There's so many pesukim. It's talking about the yochid that's oved avodah zara b'shoyeg. Now just. Kedai, there's two psukim that come in succession. Just read the two psukim. First pasuk says, "Ve'im nefesh achas techeta b'shkaga ve'hekriva eiz b'shnasa l'chatas." Right. So in the event there was a nefesh achas, he's a yochid, he sinned b'shoygeg. It's avodah zara. That's what's going on over there. Ve'hekriva eiz b'shnasa l'chatas. Right. What's an eiz b'shnasa? A female eiz. That's the seira. Right. Here you have the option of the kispa. Here you bring the seira. The next pasuk is "Ve'chiper akoyin la nefesh ashoygeges." So these are two psukim that are talking about this carbon. So it says Rebbe, it says v'chiper akoyin al nefesh ashegeges b'chetah b'shkogo hanefesh, who's the nefesh? V'chiper akoyin al hanefesh ze moshiach hashegeges ze nasi. And then it says hashegeges, that's referring to the nasi b'chetah b'shkogo, and the Torah says v'chiper akoyin al nefesh ashegeges b'chetah b'shkogo. What do those words mean? Rebbe sava, Rebbe holds chet ze b'shkogo yehe. What does it mean? Chet zeh b'shkaga yehei? As long as the chet was done b'shkaga, even if there was no hayra, as long as the chet was b'shkaga, was a shigas maisa, then in itself is going to be enough. So the pasuk that talks about the koyim mashiach, the chiper akoyim al hanefesh, who's the nefesh? The nefesh is the mashiach, and it says afterwards, b'cheta b'shkaga, which means shigas maisa. So it's mefurish that when it comes to the koyim mashiach, who does avodah zara as a yochid, he's going to be chayav b'shigas maisa. Rabbanon Safri, the Rabbanon learn as follows, that the pasuk says misha chatosay b'shkaga, that when the way we darshan b'cheta b'shkaga is dafka misha chatosay b'shkaga. How so? Yotza mashiach she'en chatosay b'shkaga ela behelim davar. So it's fakert. Those words of Becheta Bishkaga is not coming to be marba that the Koy Mashiach is going to be included in Shigas Maisa, but just the opposite. It's coming to be Mema'et the Koy Mashiach from Shigas Maisa. Because what the Pasuk is saying is Misha Chatosai Bishkaga as opposed to the Mashiach She'en Chatosai Bishkaga. Now, if you want to see just better Pshat than this Gemara, let's see Rashi inside. It's 8 lines from the bottom here. Dibra maschav rabbanon savri misha chatosay b'shkaga. The hachi mashma. This is the way the rabbanon understood it. The chipre akoyin al hanefesh hashoy geges. The yovi siira b'shigas maisa. When it says the chipre akoyin al hanefesh hashoy geges, so at that point, what the Torah is saying is that for a shigas maisa, you're going to get kapara, but the Torah adds the words b'chetay b'shkaga, mishechetay b'shkaga b'shar mitzvahs. So who's going to get kapara with the se'ira for shigas ma'isa? Someone that b'shar mitzvahs is chetay b'shkaga. Yotza Moshiach she'en chatosay b'shkaga b'shar mitzvahs. K'loimar b'shigas ma'ida gredesa, ela b'helam davar shigas ma'isa, dal shigas ma'isa l'chudei. And what happens if shigas ma'isa? Pata l'gami, which is what Taloch is always for the Koy Moshiach, that if all he has is shigas ma'isa, he's going to be potter. So according to Rebbe, v'chipra koyin ala nefesh ha'shoy geges, included in that is the Koy Moshiach, b'chetoy b'shkaga, the rabbi is that the Koy Moshiach, even the Koy Moshiach, ordinarily need to help davar in order to be chayv chatos, but here bechata b'shkog shikas ma'is alone is going to be enough. The way the rabbanon learn it is just the opposite. What the pasuk is saying is that the only time b'shigas ma'isa you get kapar with the seira is if you're bechata b'shkog by all mitzvahs. This is the way you get your kapar with a chatos. But if you're the koy mashiach that ordinarily needs a helm davar, everybody agrees that the koy mashiach ordinarily needs a helm davar. Well, guess what? Here too, you're not going to get kapar either. Continuing along. the Braisa had said that even the Chachamim that hold that the only time the Koy Mashiach is going to be Chayef, the Chatas for Avodah Zarah is Behelam Davar, so you would have thought that maybe he would bring a par. Kamash one is going to be a Seir. What's the Makar to that? The Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'im Nefesh Achas Techeta B'shkaga, right? That's the other Pasuk. And we learn from there, Nefesh Achas Echad Yochid V'Echad Nasi V'Echad Mashiach Kulam Echal Nefesh Achas. They're all included. So they're all included in the Chiyuv, right? It's a little nuance. They're all included in the Din Seira, stating that the Rabbanan have a miut to say that how the Koy Mashiach is going to bring the Seira is going to be different than how everyone else is going to bring it. Everyone's going to bring it B'Shigigas Maisa, as opposed to the Koy Mashiach, he's going to bring it Behelam Dov, he's going to bring it only B'Shigigas Seira. Whereas Rebbe holds that just like they're the same as it relates to the Seira, so too they're going to be the same in the oifen of how it's going to be brought, that the Koy Mashiach, although ordinarily only brings up a Helam Davar, here he's going to bring up a Shigas Maisa. And what does this Machlekes boil down to? It boils down to how you read the words Becheta Bishkaka. Now there was another comment that the Braisa had made, and that was Veshavin She'in Mevi Ashem Tal. That there's no Machlekes Rebbe and the Chacham, and they both agree that there's no Ashem Tali. Who's the Chiddush here in this Veshavin? The Chiddush is Rebbe. That even though Rebbe holds it's Shigas Maisa, so he said Shigas Maisa, you would have thought every time there's a Saf Shigas Maisa, bring an Ashem Tali. Maybe Shmink the Ashem Tali, Kamash will not. Says Rebbe, no, why talking not? Someone says the It says v'chiper all about koyin al shigigosai asher shagag. Now this pasuk is in the parsha of the Ashem Tali, and we learn from there. Rebbe Savar Rebbe holds misha kol chetay bishgaga. Only someone that kol chetay is bishgaga. Someone that any avera that he does is bishigigas maisa. That's when he brings an Ashem Tali. Yotzes as opposed to the koyin mashiach she'in kol chetay bishgaga ela behelam davar. Because although it's true by avodah zara his chet is bishigigas maisa, but when it comes to chol chet, it comes to all the other Averis, there is B'Shigigas Seira. And being that he's not Kol Chetoy B'Shigigas Maisa, he's excluded from the Ashram Tali. Meaning, it's true, based on this specific case, being that his Chatas is B'Shigigas Maisa, you would think Misafik, he would bring the Ashram Tali. But the criteria is he need that Kol Chetoy, and he doesn't have Kol Chetoy, and for that reason he's excluded. But the Gemara says, Midi Kol Ksiv. How did Rebbe come up with this Joshua? V'Chipar all about Koyin al Shigigas Yasha Shogak. Misha kol chetoy, you know what I would think? V'chiper olav ha-koyin ha-shigas ha-shagag. Anytime a person does shigagas ma'isa, misafik, you bring the Ashem Tali. If it said kol, yeah, it's very good. Kol would mean anytime a person is someone that kol chetoy is b'shigas ma'isa, then when he has a suffix, shigas ma'isa, he brings the Ashem Tali. But faith the Gemara, midi kol, because if it doesn't say the word kol, the Gemara says in. It does say the word kol, but it doesn't say the word kol. True, it doesn't say the word call, but it says something that means call. The imkain, because if the pasuk doesn't mean all, nichtav al shigigasai, lomali asher shagak, right? It's pretty wordy. Al shigigasai asher shagak. A little bit of a tongue twister, right? Why the wordiness? Hakamashman da'ad the ikka call, chetavishkaga. It's coming to be marvet. It's as if it would have said the word call. So the only time there's an Ashem Tali is if you have a suffix, whether you have to bring a karmen chatas, when you're somebody that what? That call. Shigigasei asher shagag. Every single time you bring an avera as a chatas yochid, it's al shigigas maisa. But being that the koyim mashiach ordinarily only brings al helam davar, even though Rebbe holds that when it comes to avodah zarah, you do bring al shigigas maisa. But you have to be a chatasai kol asher shagag kol chetay bishkaga, and you're not a kol chetay bishkaga, you're going to be excluded. We skip the parentheses. Says Rav Rabban, and had the Rabbanon know that there's no Ashem Talui when it comes to Avodah Zarah by the Koyim Mashiach, the truth is we shouldn't even be having this conversation, right? It's so obvious. What would be the Havamini? Yeah, the whole Havamini, there should be an Ashem Talui by the Koyim Mashiach, was Davkin Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe who holds Shigas Maisa here. So you would have thought, by Helam Dabri, you never find it, which is essentially what the Gemara is going to say, albeit in Hoirius language. For Rabbanon, Mishne Chetoy Bishgaga, someone whose Chet is Shigas Maisa, Yotza Mashiach, She'ein Chetoy Bishgaga, as opposed to Koyim Mashiach, whose Chet is not Bishgaga, and being that he never has the halach of Shigas Maisa, then obviously he's never going to bring an Ashem Tali. The Chiddush is v'shavin that Rebbe's Moida, but as it relates to everybody else, they are not. Either way, this concludes the first part of the Koyim Mashiach. What's the high level sikkum? The high level sikkum is that when the Torah introduces the Par Koyim Mashiach, which again, as we mentioned in the introduction, ironically, it's the first Karmel Chatas the Torah talks about in a series of Chatois. The first one, right? The Kidash Toy. The Chol Davar Shel Kedusha. The first one mentioned is that of the Kohen Gadol. The Torah says, "Ma Kohen HaMashiach Yecheta L'Ash Masa'am." Those words L'Ash Masa'am seem to be superfluous. Now, in Pshutei Shel Mikra, we mentioned several Pshatim. In Torah Shel Bapeh, what's L'Ash Masa'am coming to teach me? That the rules that govern the Par Kohen Mashiach are the same as the rules that govern the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Namely, it has to be Helam Davar, and afterwards Shigas Maisa. It has to be Levatol Mitzvah Miktas or Lekayim Mixas, v'chulei v'chulei. But the point is that the only time there was a parakoy Mashiach was in the event that there was a helam dover and a shigas maisa. There was a hayruv v'tov, and then afterwards he acted upon it. So if the koy Mashiach paskind and then he acted upon his tzak, that's when the halach is v'hikriv al chatos yashachot the par ben bokr tamal l'Hashem l'chatos. What would be if he did a good old fashioned shigas maisa? If the koy Mashiach did a good old fashioned shigas maisa, at that point he is not bringing any carbon at all. There's no par koy Mashiach, because that has to be l'ash masa'am, and once he's excluded from the parasha, he's excluded from the parasha. He doesn't even have the regular chatas yachid of the kis b'seira. He doesn't have the regular chatas yachid of the shnigas maisa. Stating that, this is all true when it comes to shar mitzvahs, or shar averos, right? Gemara calls it shar mitzvahs. But as it comes to shar mitzvahs, but when it comes to avodah zarah, that's already a little bit tricky. Number one, when it comes to avodah zarah, in the event that the Kohen Mashiach was Ovid Avodah Zarah B'Shoigig, he's not going to bring the par. He's going to bring a Se'ira, which is what every Yachid that's Ovid Avodah Zarah B'Shoigig brings. It's true for a Yachid, it's true for the Nasi, and it's true for the Kohen Mashiach as well. So that's for sure, right? There's no question about it. Right, just to point it out better, even though he's Lash Masa'am, even though he's like the Tzibur, when it comes to Shar Mitzvahs, par par, and the Tzibur when it comes to Avodah Zarah is par v'sar, but over here he's treated like a regular Yachid. Over here it's going to be a Se'ira. Stating that, when it comes to what type of shoygig would have to be in order to trigger that seira, that was a machlokes Rebbe and the Chacham. According to Rebbe, you're bringing a seira, so now you're going to be shigas maisa. That chiddush that you have of l'ash masam, that's when you're like the tzibur, when you're bringing the carbon of the tzibur and a chinami. But over here, you're bringing a good old-fashioned seira. So if you're bringing a good old-fashioned seira, you're bringing the carbon that the yachid brought, well then your shkaga is going to be tolling the yachid as well. It's going to be tolling in a shigas maisa. The Chachamim Achilek, the Chachamim, we paskin like the Chachamim. Chachamim Achilek, yeah, we paskin. It's not a lachal ma'isa, but the Rambam and Hilchas Shkogis, Hilchas Mashicha. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, right, pun intended. But the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim that, Hilchas Mashicha, right, Mashiach, that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, it's the same as it relates to Shar Mitzvahs. The only time that the Kohen Mashiach is ever going to bring a Karban Chatas, if it was a Shkoga with regards to Helam Davar. If, however, it was Shigas Maisa, the Kohen Mashiach will never, ever, ever bring a Karban as Lashon Shigas. What about Ashem Talui? So on Shar Mitzvahs, where it's Behelam Davar, it's Pashat, there's no Ashem Talui. Ashem Talui is when it's a Shigas Maisa, the Geparsha. But maybe when it comes to Avodah Zarah, it's different. According to the Rabbanan, it's also Talui and Helam Davar. Maybe according to Rebbe, so that we said, no. That even according to Rebbe, there's a halach in Ashem Talui. That the only time you would bring an Ashem Talui is if all your Shkogis are Talui and Shigas Maisa. But the Kohen Mashiach, who Ruba de Ruba, Ben Benoishel, Ruba de Ruba, right? Everything besides Avodah Zarah, all his Shkogis are really Talui in Shigas Hayrat, it's Talui and Helam Davar. So Azaz Sart Mensch is never going to be subject to Ashram Tali. We said hashtag raid. We're going to be yotze with the raid that we had in the beginning of the daf. Is Hashem, we're going to pick up daf ches tomorrow.